हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्वति तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् शांति 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 ही सो डन फॉर वेदिक चांटिंग थ्री आई वांट ओनली वन मोर आदिशंकरा स्तोत्रम आई ऑल टॉट यू ऑल ऑफ यू आई डोंट नो वेदर यू रिमेंबर इट नॉट इफ यू डोंट रिमेंबर यू लिसन टू मी इफ यू रिमेंबर चांट अलोंग विद मी ओके इट्स अ कंप्लीट प्रेयर
अविनयमपनय विष्णु दमय मन शमय विषय मृग तृष्णाम् भूतदयाम् विस्तारय तारय संसार सागरतः
दिस ऑल ऑफ यू कैन से
तारय संसार सागरतः दिव्यधुनी मकरन्दे परिमल परिभोग सच्चिदानन्दे श्रीपति पदारविन्दे भवभयखेदचिदे वन्दे सत्यपि भेदापगमे नाथ तवाहम् नमामकीनस्त्वम् समुद्रोहि तरङ्गः क्वचन समुद्रो न तारङ्गः उद्धृतनग नगभिदनुज दनुज कुलामित्र मित्र शशि दृष्टे दृष्टे भवति प्रभवति न भवति किं भवतिरस्कारः मत्स्यादिभिरवतारैः अवतारवतावता सदा वसुधाम् परमेश्वर परिपाल्यो भवतापभीतोऽहम् दामोदर गुणमन्दिर सुन्दर वदनारविन्द गोविन्द भवजलधिमथन मन्दर परमम् दरमपनय त्वम् मे नारायण करुणामय शरणम् करवाणि तावको चरणो इति षट्पदी मदीये वदन सरोजे सदा वसतु
इट्स अ कंप्लीट प्रेयर इफ यू डू नॉट नो इफ एनीबडी इज इंटरेस्टेड बिफोर कृष्णाष्टमी आई थिंक इट्स ऑन वेबसाइट because I don't know why this time Shingacharya when he was traveling in Kamit everywhere he was emphasizing this you know, Puja Samji also talked about it you know it's a very nice prayer you cannot there's four important prayers first thing you ask oh, hey Bhagavan please help me resolve this ahankara I cannot give up ahankara ahankara is there isn't it Because ahankara is jnanam, if you know aham, asmi is okay, ardha jnanam. Aham brahma asmi, purna jnanam. Then aham asmi, but I'm what am I, isn't it? Aham dukhi asmi, sukhi asmi, aham, no, all those things you add, becomes the ahankara, isn't it? Therefore, first prayer is what? Avinayam apanaya. Avinayam, avinayaha means actually, vinayaha means humility. Avinayaha means absence of humility. Absence of humility means what now? What is humility? There's no humility means not like simply standing like this. Humility means everything is Bhagavan, I'm not there. They say your resolved identity with Bhagavan means resolving one's identity with Bhagavan is, you know, expression of humility. I'm not there, only Bhagavan is there. Therefore, avinayam apanaya. Apanaya, imperative, apanayati, removes. Apanayati, you all gachati padati, you learnt, no? Apanayati, so apanaya, imperative. Avinayam apanaya, imperative. Damaya manaha, damayati, means, literally it means controls, pacifies, disciplines, you know, has mastery over, is the meaning, damayati, to verb. So, damayanti is a name of a woman, mean, who is modest, that's the meaning, damayanti. Okay, damayati is a verb. No, damaya manaha. Okay, I can't do anything with my mind. Please help me resolve my mind. Please help me have mastery over the mind. Damaya manaha, second prayer. Because for avinaya apanayaha, what avinayasya apanayartham, what do you need? Manasaha damanam. Okay, you need the, isn't it? The disciplining of the mind. So, the manaha damaya, second prayer. Then, shamaya vishaya mrigatrishnam. Vishaya mrigatrishna. Vishaya mrigatrishna, isn't it? Shamaya means all this, you know, the craving for, trishna means a thirst. The thirst for these external world of objects, isn't it? Craving for external things. And which are as good as mirage water. So here, shamaya vishya mrigatrishna. So shamaya vishya mrigatrishna means also help me have discipline my senses. Turn their attention from the sense objects. I'm not able to do it. So shamaya vishya mrigatrishna. Then bhuta dayam vistaraya. I tell you the most important prayer for all of us is Bhuta Dayam Vistarya. We don't intend to hurt others. There's no intention of hurting others. But sometimes unknowingly, sometimes unintentionally, sometimes, unknowingly, unintentionally, somehow, no, just by vacha, by word, thought or deed, we do hurt. Which means, no, there must be, so that is what, let there be compassion. Bhuta dayam vistara. I'm already compassionate, Bhagavan, okay? I don't know how compassionate I am, but still, bhuta dayam vistaraya. May you, O Lord, may you help me have the extended compassion. Is it? Bhuta dayam vistaraya. It's very important. We have to pray for this. So once the daya comes here, compassion comes here, and we can accommodate any rubbish and nonsense. That's the thing. People ask, what is the limit of accommodation? Many people ask me many times. I tell you, there's no limit, okay? You may be limitlessly compassionate, which means that's also very important. So pray for that. So, bhuta dayam vistaraya. Samsara sagarataha taraya. Please help me cross the ocean of the samsara. Enough. Avinayam apanaya. Say.
Avinayam apanaya.
Manaha damaya.
Manaha damaya.
Vishaya mrigat trishnam.
Vishaya mrigat trishnam.
Shamaya.
Shamaya.
Bhuta dayam.
Bhuta dayam.
Vistaraya.
Vistaraya.
Samsara sagarataha.
Samsara
sagarataha.
Taraya.
Even Roger G is saying, which means it sounds like English.
Certainly doesn't sound like Sanskrit.
No, which means it's so simple, isn't it? You all know.
Yeah.
Apanaya, damaya, shamaya, no? Vistaraya, taraya. Five verbs you have learned today. Imperatives. Okay. So we have seen the meaning of the 12th mantra last class. The 12th mantra reveals the Omkara vicharaha. And as I said, we have already seen the upasanam. So what is the main aim of the Upanishad? Upasanam or nididhyasanam. Is meditation is the aim of the Upanishad, or the contemplation is the important thing in the Upanishad? So vicharaha, enquiry, is the most important thing here. The aim of the Upanishad is to help us do the enquiry, help us enquire into the meaning of Omkaraha, which is Nididhyasanam. So it presented the meaning of the mantra, the 12th mantra we saw. In last class I said, Abhidhanam Abhideyam. Remember the word Abhidhanam Abhideyam. Abhideyaha or Abhideyam also you can say. So Abhidhanam is a padam, Abhideyaha is padarthaha. And if we really analyze, the Omkaraha is a monosyllabic sound consisting of, monosyllabic word consisting of three sounds, and which is sound, this Omkara is sound symbol of Ishvara, the Lord, the whole, Paramatma, Parambrahma, the absolute reality. And here, these three sounds, Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha, are the sounds, each sound represent a word corresponding to the three different prapanchas, manifestations. We have the karanam and also we have the karyam. We have two karyams here. One is gross manifestation is an effect. Subtle manifestation also is an effect. Then we have subtlest cause. Subtlest cause, subtle manifestation and gross manifestation, two effects. So this akaraha represents the gross manifestation, ukaraha represents the subtle manifestation, and makaraha represents the subtlest cause, the unmanifest potential universe. We call karanam or karana prapanchaha. And the silence which follows makaraha is called amatra or amatraha. And this silence actually is the reality. How do you arrive at the silence? Is the reality, the truth of the three sounds, which means the three sounds stand for three, all the words. All the words stand for all the objects indicated by the words. All the objects together constitute the whole prapancha in its gross, subtle and unmanifest forms. Therefore, which means the akaraha, ukaraha, makaraha, it can be taken as three sounds representing three different words, or you can say all the words in the world, of all the languages. These three sounds are negated as what? No, irrelevant. When you say Om, Akara is negated as irrelevant, isn't it? Then Ukara is negated as irrelevant sound, and Makara also is negated as irrelevant sound. Why? Because all the words represented by these three sounds are negated as irrelevant. Why they are negated as irrelevant? Because these words do not have corresponding abhideyams. Padani, no, padanam arthaha na bhavanti na santi. These words do not have their corresponding objects. these substantives do not have the corresponding substances. The meanings are not there. So the meaningless word is irrelevant. Therefore, they are negated. And what were there before as the meaning of these sounds? You know, sthula prapanchaha, sukshma prapanchaha, and karana prapanchaha, the gross universe, subtle universe, the unmanifest universe, the cause and the effects were the meanings of those sounds, or the words represented by those sounds, and each word is negated. Padarthatraya nishedaha krutaha. Padarthatraya straya nishedaha or padarthatraya layaha means abhidheyatraya layaha. Each word, each manifestation is resolved as non-substantial. No universe, no manifestation has its own substantiality. Therefore, gross universe is the substantial status of the gross universe is negated because there is no gross universe. Like what? When you see the search for the chain, there is no chain. There is a substantial status of the chain. There is a substance called chain. You are very clear, no doubt about it. Because you have substance only, no, substance called gold, but there is no substance called chain. Similarly, there is no substance called bangle. There is no substance called ring. The only substance is gold. Similarly, here also, there is no substance called sthula prapanchaha. There is no substance called sukshma prapanchaha. There is no substance called karana prapanchaha. So the gross universe, subtle universe, unmanifest universe means the matter, the cause. Karana and two effects. Subtle effect, gross effect. For both of them, cause is one, matter, isn't it? Karana prapancha, cause also. All of them are non-substantial. They do not have substantiality of their own. Means they do not, they lack their substantial status. Therefore, the padarthas, abhidheyas have been negated. First, therefore, the words abhidhanams also become negated. Abhidhanas, the words are negated. The words represented, no? The sounds representing the words also get negated. Therefore, akara has resolved in ukara. Ukara resolves in makara. Then makara also is resolved now. Cause and effect. Effects and their cause, all of them have been resolved. You have to remember, cause also is negated. The material manifestation and the matter, the cause, all of them are negated as negated here, resolved here. If at all, no, it is there means it's only appearance. Okay? Which means, what is the truth of this akara, ukara, makara? Silence. And what is that silence here? That is why prathama padaha is what? Represented by akara, which is Vishwavirat. Dvitiya pada of the atma is represented by ukaraha, taijasa hiranyagarbha. And again, makara represents the word corresponding to the unmanifest pragya antaryamishvara. All are negated. What remains is silence, and that silence is the absolute silence. It is not relative silence. Absolute silence Now we're all talking, suppose we all were chanting and we all became quiet for some time. Now we are quiet for some time after the class and we'll again will make noise. Isn't it? In between there is silence and noise, and silence and noise means that silence is called relative silence, which is an absence of sound. But here we are talking about this, which is a silence, which is not a relative silence, which is not an absence of sound, which is the nature of consciousness, which is the consciousness, no, which implies the consciousness, which is aware of the absence of sound, which illumines the absence of sound. And that silence is what now? Turiyaha Atma, Turiya Padaha of the Atma, which is pure consciousness, which is neither the cause nor the effect. Neither the cause nor the subtle effect nor the gross effect, which is distinct from the cause and the effect. So silence as the truth of akara, ukara, makara is distinct from the silence. In silence akara, ukara, makara sounds are not there, but nakara, ukara, makara silence is. In consciousness, Turiya Atma, there is no gross universe, there is no subtle universe, there is no unmanifest universe, but in all of them, consciousness is. As the truth. The truth of the Padarthas is consciousness. Truth of the words, the sounds is silence. Padartha satyam chaitanyam, padanam satyam silence. Okay? Therefore, this is how we saw, this is how we understand, which means we have not done anything physically now. Only we have done only, it's called vichara, enquiry. This enquiry has helped us see what now. What is there is only consciousness, whose swarupam is silence. Knowing also is swarupam. And this consciousness is secondlessly there. There is no second thing other than consciousness here. What about matter? Where is the matter? What is matter then? It's just the word. Okay? Matter is only, we use the word matter, therefore we are troubled. Sometimes when we say something, get it in trouble. Similarly, we use this word matter, we get into trouble because there is no matter other than consciousness. Therefore, and this consciousness, Shantaha, Shivaha, Anandaha is the Swarupam of this consciousness. Swarupam means nature. There is no Dukkham on the part of consciousness. Sukham is the nature of consciousness. So Shantamana, also what? Shivaha, Advaitaha means what? It's non-dual. Is the consciousness. So this we saw in the last class as the meaning of the 12th mantra. Now we have to go to the karikas, which are commentary on this mantra. Today I thought only I'll complete these karikas somehow, and then we the first prakaranam of Gaudapada Acharya called, now first prakaranam will be complete. In fact, in all these karikas, from 24th karika to 29th karikas, I really want to do some homework. Please, all of you, go back to website and re-listen and transcribe, make your own notes and see you have thorough knowledge, because it's the smallest Upanishad, most comprehensive, the most profound Upanishad. Atma, no, four padas of the Atma and four matras of Omkara. You have to equate and really understand it thoroughly. So till now, I don't know how many classes have gone. I don't remember the number of classes. Check and then repeat, listen, become clear. In these karikas are said to be nididhyasana paraha karikaha. Like how in Drik Drishya Viveka, there is a method of contemplation he taught us. And here also, Gaudapada Acharya teaches us the method of contemplation. Now, and these karikas are said to be nididhyasana paraha karikaha, means the karikas meant for, understanding of which is meant for contemplation. Nididhyasana paraha, which means nididhyasanam is the aim of these karikas. What do these karikas aim at? No, they aim at nididhyasana only. Main aim is to help us contemplate. In fact, there is a consolidation of the teaching of the previous mantras in these karikas. Omkaram padasho vidyat.
Omkaram padasho vidyat.
Omkaram padasho vidyat.
Omkaram padasho vidyat.
Pada matrana samshayaha.
Pada matrana samshayaha.
Omkaram padasho jnatva.
Omkaram padasho jnatva.
Nakinchidapi chintayet.
Nakinchidapi chintayet.
Omkaram padasho jnatva.
Omkaram padasho jnatva.
Na kinchidapi chintayet.
Na kinchidapi chintayet.
Okay. Omkaram padashaha vidyat. Vidyat means may one understand, may one know the omkaraha. May one understand what one should understand. May one understand clearly, doubtlessly, Omkaraha as unfolded in the Mandukya Upanishad. How? Padashaha. Padashaha means once you have, you know, studied Mandukya Upanishad, then you should know the meaning of Omkara. May one understand the Omkaraha. How? Padashaha means in terms of the four padas of the Atma. Padashaha means in terms of the four padas of the Atma. May you understand Omkaraha. It means what? You know very well Omkaraha. Please remember, don't think I am repeating. We are seeing the commentary of what we have already learned. Okay? Gaudapada Acharya's commentary on the mantra which you have already understood, we are reading. Now, Therefore, it seems to be repetition. It is not repetition. Okay? Omkaram padashaha vidyat. Simple language, isn't it? May one understand omkaraha in terms of the four padas of the Atma. What are the four padas of the Atma? Prathama padaha. What is Prathama padaha? Vishva virat. What is Vishva? What is virat? Consciousness associated with the individual is Vishva. Consciousness associated with the total is virat. So you know very well. So then, Vitiya padaha? Taijasa Hiranyagarbha. Quick. Then, what is it? Because he is expected to know all those things, okay? And what is Tritiya padaha? Pragya Antaryamishwaraha. What is Turiyaha? Amatra. Is it? So, Turiya means what is to be equated? So, may one and remember, understand each pada of the Atma. And may one equate each pada of the Atma, is it, Omkara with Omkara, and thereby may one understand the Omkara in terms of its, in terms of the four padas of the Atma. That is the meaning. Padashaha vidyat. So that now what we can do, Prathama pada, Akara should be equated to Prathama pada, Ukara to Dvitiya Padaha, Makara to Tritiya Padaha, and Amatra to Turiya Padaha of the Atma. Why should we do that? Why should we equate Omkara to Padharthana, Omkara to, we should understand Omkara in terms of the Padas of the Atma? Because Padaha Matraha. The four padas of the Atma are the four matras of the Omkara. Listen, in fact, Omkara itself, Om itself is what now we say, we have to see Atma. Om Parambrahma, Om Ishwaraha. Therefore, the four padas of the Atma or four matras of Omkaraha. So he says, no, padaha matraha. Each pada is equatable to matra, Omkara, each matra. I mean, each matra represents the each pada. So, na samshayaha, one need not have any doubt at all. You have to remember, akaraha is one sound, ukaraha is one sound, makaraha is another sound. These three sounds stand for all the possibly producible sounds between gutter and the lips. Okay? Of any language. There are all these sounds represent all the words. All the words represent all the objects indicated by the words. All the objects in the, what now, constitute the prapanchaha, jagat. Therefore, it is appropriate, isn't it? So here, the Vishviradeshwaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Antaryamishwaraha, include what? Vishvatajasa, Pragya. Those three are represented by the three sounds. Therefore, we say here, matraha, padaha, matraha. Matraha, padaha. Can you say that? Na samshayaha. There is no doubt. Because of this reason, one should understand Omkara in terms of the four padas of the Atma. Next. Okay. Once you understand, what should we do? Isn't it? Understand means, now you negate the prathama matra. Virad, you negate. Virad, say Vishwavirad is padartha. Vishwavirad is padartha. Padam is akara. And Hiranyagarbha, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha are the padarthas. Ukara is the padam. And Pragya Antaryamishwara is the padartha. Makara is the padam. You negate all the padarthas first. Then you negate all the padams also. Then what remains is only the silence, which is represented by amatra. Because why silence appropriate amatra? Because silence has no measure. I told you this is, there's no limit. There's no upper limit, there's no lower limit. There's, it's because any sound has a, sound is a finite sound. Because it has a beginning and an end. But absolute silence, it doesn't begin. You can't say no, it will begin silence. If any effort you make to begin silence, you are disturbing silence. Therefore, effort means disturbing silence. Therefore, silence has no beginning and no end. Therefore, it is represented by amatra. The silence is the truth. Silence is the very substratum, essence, you know, reality, existence of all the sounds. Look at this. Silence, absolute silence, is the truth of all the sounds. Silence is that from which all the sounds come into existence, and in which all the sounds exist, into which all the sounds resolve also. Where do the sounds originate from? Silence. Where do the sounds exist? In silence. Where do the sounds resolve? In silence. What remains when the sounds resolve? Silence. Before the sounds came, what was? Silence. What is when the sounds are? Silence. Silence eva asit, silence eva asti, silence eva bhavishyati sada. Understand? Always be silence. Therefore, that silence, what is that silence? It is not, should not be mistaken as the absence of sound. You should remember very clearly, relative silence can be said to be the absence of sound, but this is the absolute silence which has no beginning, no end, no change, and which is the very nature of consciousness, which implies the consciousness which illumines the presence of sound, which illumines the absence of sound, which illumines the cause, which illumines the effect, which illumines the silence and the sound. Is it clear now? Which is distinct from all of them. Therefore, this is the understanding. This is how we understand. Okay? Once you understood Omkara in terms of the four padas of the Atma, what do you understand now? What is Omkara now? Om is equal to consciousness, which is of the nature of silence, or silence consciousness. We don't say silent consciousness, silence, I'm using an article here, the consciousness. Silence, the consciousness. You know why I use the article here? The? Is agreeable for all of you? Okay. So silence, the consciousness, silence, consciousness. Therefore, once you understand, Om means what should be the final meaning for all of you? Silence, consciousness. Om. What's the meaning of Om? Silence, consciousness. What is ocean? Water. You should not say, no, waves and ripples, I should not be telling. Ocean? Water. What is Om? Silence. What is the universe? Consciousness. What is matter? Energy. Physicists will say, you know, we say what now? There's no consciousness. What is matter? Consciousness. What is unmanifest universe? Consciousness. What is subtle universe? Consciousness. What is gross universe? Consciousness. What is there? Is only consciousness. What is Om? Silence. What is silence? Absolute or relative? Absolute. Is absence of sound or aware of silence? consciousness. This is the meaning of Omkara. Okay? You understood it now. Padash Omkaram Jnatva. Hope you understood it, isn't it? Omkaram Padashaha Jnatva. Jnatva is what? Indeclinable participle, having known, having understood. First to understand, Vidyat, then having understood. Padashaha Jnatva, having understood Omkara in terms of the four padas of the Atma, compare, equating each sound with each pada of the Atma, analyzing, thinking, enquiring, having resolved the padarthas, each pada, no? As a padartha, as negating it, as a non-substantial one, thereafter negating the sounds also, you arrive at the conclusion, the truth is only silence, which is consciousness. Omkaram padashaha jnatva, having understood, na kinchidapi chintayet, afterwards, what else is there to think about? Kinchidapi na chintayet. May one need not, one should not think of anything else. May one not think of anything else. Once you've understood the meaning of Omkara, then what should you do? Your mind must be again and again and again and again involved in the vichara only. Once you've understood means, what you have understood, please hold on to that understanding. Don't leave it go. Don't let it go. You understood it. Now, again and again, dwell upon that meaning of Omkara which you have understood. How Omkara is silence alone. Final meaning of Omkara is what? Silence alone. Absolute silence. How did you arrive at that meaning? No? That you again and again and again hold on to that meaning, think, dwell upon that meaning repeatedly. If you are dwelling upon that meaning of Omkara, again and again, which means your attention cannot be focused on something else. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya says, Anyati kimapi na chintayet. Okay, may you not pay attention to anything else. Without thinking of anything else, again and again dwell upon this. As much as possible, as often as possible, which means may you not give up your thinking mind to anything else. Because our mind goes, we understand this. Who talks to whom, what is happening there, what is happening here, what is happening there, all this mind will go. Already lots of information for us. Even though we don't want to think of anything, you can't help thinking that India didn't get even one bronze. You can't help thinking, isn't it? Like that thoughts will go here and there. Like that, we'll go. So here, kinchit api na chintayet. Kinchit api. Not much, okay? Kinchit api. Even a little. What is the need for you to think? If you have really understood Omkara, what is the final meaning of Omkara? Silence. Absolute silence. The source of all the sounds. The source of the conscious, which is the source of all the so-called forms and names. forms, isn't it? So, dwell upon it again and again, which means, anyat kimapi na chintayet, kinchidapi na chintayet, without thinking of anything else, may one dwell upon the meaning of Omkara, which one has understood in terms of the four padas of the Atma. Is it clear? Omkaram padashaha jnatva, Omkarathe Atmavade padangalaga, padangalod oppittu purindu honda piragu, kinchidappi na chintayet, may one not think of anything else. Okay. Then what should we do? Because if mind is dwelling on the meaning of Omkara means enough. Yunjita pra, because what is really sought by you is there. Yunjita pranave chetaha.
Yunjita pranave chetaha.
Pranavo brahmanirbhayam. Pranave nitya yuktasya.
Pranave nitya yuktasya.
Na bhayam vidyate kvachit.
Na bhayam vidyate kvachit.
Yunjita pranave chetaha.
Yunjita pranave chetaha.
Pranavo brahma nirbhayam.
Pranavo brahma nirbhayam.
Pranave nitya yuktasya.
Pranave nitya yuktasya.
Na bhayam vidyate kvachit.
Na bhayam vidyate kvachit.
Now Gaudapacharya says, pranave chetaha yunjita. Yunjita means may you fix. Yunjate. Yunjate means fixes. Fixing with what should be fixed, with what should it be fixed, isn't it? Where should it be fixed? Fix it means what? Fix it this with that, isn't it? Yunjate. But here in Bhagavad Gita, here yunjita, yunjita means mind must be fixed. Mind, attention of the mind must be fixed, which means focus. Yunjita means what? May you fix the attention of the mind. Manaha yunjita. May you place the attention of the mind. May you focus your attention of the mind. Where? On pranava. Pranave. Pranavatil. Manadin gavanate nirutte shelutte. Is it? So may you contemplate upon the meaning of Omkara. You cannot simply contemplate. You have to padashaha jnatva. Okay? Simply om, 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 om. Let me om. Not like that. You really understood now. So pranave manaha yunjita. Which is, may you contemplate, dwell upon the Omkara. What is Omkara? Absolute silence. What is absolute silence? The truth of all the sounds. The truth of all the words. What is absolute silence? The consciousness which is aware of the absence of sound. What is consciousness? I. Okay, what is I? Not the body, not the mind, not the senses, not the pranas, not any of the thoughts, but the I, the illuminator of everything, that illuminator knower I is nothing but consciousness, which is the absolute silence. which is the truth of all the padarthas. There is no padartha other than consciousness. There is no padam other than silence. There is no padam or padartha other than silence consciousness. There is no word and its meaning other than silence consciousness. Word and its meaning are nothing but appearance of the silence consciousness. Therefore, Chetaha Pranave Yunjita means may you dwell upon the Omkara. Pranavaha is what? Omkaraha. I gave the meaning of Pranavaha some time back. Remember? Do you remember the meaning? What is the meaning? Navaha means name. Pranavaha prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. Unique name. Any name is what? Ordinary name. Unique name is what? Pranavaha. The na dental goes, cerebral comes. Isn't it? Dental nakara goes, cerebral nakara comes. Na comes when you add pra. Before cerebral, cerebral comes. First you have navaha. Navaha means name. Pranavaha means what now? A unique name, a word. Why? Because one word can only indicate only one object, isn't it? But one word which indicates all the objects, sarva padartha. Ekam padam, ekameva padartham darshayet. One word can stand only for one given object. But one word standing for all the objects is what? Unique name. That is Pranavaha Om. What does it mean? That meaning of that substance of the Om? Silence. Look at this. Silence is the only substance of all the substantives. And that silence is absolute silence, the consciousness. Therefore, is what now? Pranava, pranave chetaha yunjita. Is it clear now? It's an extra meaning. It's not, you have to think only of our vichara, not, you know, don't see the meaning of this pranava, word pranava. Just I wanted to remind you. Pranavaha, prakrishena nuyate iti pranavaha. Navaha means an indicatory term, a name. So, pranavaha, pranave na chetaha yunjita, may one contemplate upon omkara. Omkara means what now? Contemplating upon omkara means seeing the meaning of omkara. How do you see the meaning of omkara? In terms of the four padas of the atma. Then, why? Because pranavaha brahma. Pranavaha is brahma. Om. Pranavaha means what? Omkaraha. Om is brahma. What is Brahma? The reality. Which reality? No, we can say, no, superlatively, limitlessly, incomparably, limitless reality, which is free from all limitations, time, space, object limitations, which is free from all the differences also. What are differences? Sajatiya bhedaha, Vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha, all the differences are not there. All the limitations are not there. That reality is Brahma, difference free, limitation free, isn't it? Non-dual, indivisible, undivided reality is what? No, Brahma. What is it, Brahma? Consciousness. What is it, consciousness? Silence, which is of the nature of silence, and that silence consciousness is what? No, Om. Om is Brahma, silence consciousness. And here, that silence consciousness is Nirbhayam. Nirbhayam means what? No, completely free from all forms of sense of insecurity, anxiety, fear. Consciousness has no fear. Consciousness has no insecurity. Consciousness has no anxiety. So what? I actually is, I'm not using I am, okay? I is that consciousness which is free from anxiety, fear and sense of insecurity. So what are you? I am consciousness. The I am, we put I am, only problem comes. We use is good, isn't it? Maybe we have to change the grammar. So I is going, I is coming. If you talk, then maybe okay. Then you won't say then. The problem is centered on I, isn't it? That's the problem. Therefore, I is consciousness. Therefore, pranavaha brahma, nirbhayam brahma. The prana om is nothing but pure consciousness which is free from fear. Free from all forms of fear means free from absolute, isn't it? Absolutely free from all forms of sense of insecurity, fear, anxiety. Nirbhayam. Therefore, so what? Pranave nitya yuktasya. Pranave nitya yuktasya. Nitya yuktaha means what now? The one who is ever contemplative. Nitya yuktaha means one may be doing lots of things, but one whose mind is always dwelling upon the meaning of Omkara. What is Omkara meaning? Don't say avu anal. Consciousness. Or pranave nitya yuktasya. The one whose mind is ever fixed in that meaning of Omkara. One who is always dwelling upon the meaning of Omkara, nitya yuktaha, nitya yuktasya, for such a person, what is the benefit here? Kvachit bhayam na vidyate. The person who is dwelling upon Omkara is free, becomes what now? Free from fear, which means he also has no fear. The one who is dwelling on meaning of Omkara is free from fear, becomes free from fear. Tasya kvachit bhayam na. There's no fear for him. Which means there's no such thing called fear for such a person. Which means he is completely free from sense of insecurity, anxiety and fear. He is completely free. No bhayam. Why there's no bhayam? Because what is Omkara's meaning? Again, I tell you now. Omkaraha is equal to silence consciousness. And what is silence consciousness? Where is, what is silence? Here. I is silence consciousness. We see it, don't see it as a consciousness is Omkara's meaning. I am silence consciousness. Now you can tell you. Now you can say. You are silence consciousness, which is aware of silence and sound. You can make all the difference, isn't it? Oh, this is sound, this is silence. Which is free from both silence and sound. Okay. Now, therefore, bhayam na vidyate, which means, what is I? Isn't it? I the knower am different from the known. And the knower is, I the knower am consciousness. Am I knower? No. Who's the knower? The know, I the knower am consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower, but there is no knower other than consciousness. I am consciousness. Because everything is evident, known to me. Therefore, I am the knower. Therefore, the knower is I. Don't say knower is me. Okay, I am the knower. Instead, say knower is me, knower is I. Everything is evident to I, the me, okay? Therefore, what now? Knower is I. Instead of saying me, better use I. Everything is evident to me, everything is evident to I, and the knower is I. In general, we say knower is me, isn't it? Knower is I. What am I? I, what is I? I is consciousness. So knowing is what? The swarupam, nature. It's not an action. It's the biggest thing, you know. There are karma kandi, this is the bhartur prapancha. There's a person called bhartur prapancha. He says, knowing is an action. Please understand, knowing is the swarupam, not the action. Nature. Like illumining is not an action, it is the nature. Which means you can say, the whole jagat is illumined, all the opaque things are illumined here by the illuminator. And that illuminator is none other than sun. The illuminator status is given to the sun from the standpoint of the opaque things. Why? Because sun does not come down to illumine everything one after the other. Just sun by its mere presence, everything shines. Therefore, illumining is the very nature. Illumination is light. Similarly, knowing experience is what? Experience is consciousness. Is it clear now? Illumination is light. Experience is consciousness. Is it clear? I have to see that. Therefore, we need not make effort to experience consciousness. The very experience is consciousness. If you say the illumination is light, illuminator is light. Therefore, knowing is consciousness. Experience is consciousness. Knowledge is consciousness. Knower is consciousness. Why I say illumination is consciousness? So illumination is light. Illumination is the nature of the light. Light and illumination are inseparable. Therefore, I have to say what now? Illumination is light. I make adjective, illuminator. From the standpoint of the opaque, you give the status is also what? Illumination is the nature of light. Therefore, the status, illuminator status is given to the light. Very important. So, understand the steps now? Illumination is the nature of light, not the action of the light. Therefore, this because of this nature, status is given to the light. Who? We, for our own understanding. But light by itself is not the illuminator. Why? It is not an action. Similarly, knowing, experiencing is the nature of consciousness. Therefore, experiencer, knower, status is given to the consciousness. The consciousness is not the knower, but there is no knower other than consciousness. Therefore, every experience is consciousness. Therefore, we need not work for a special experience of consciousness. Very important lesson. Because people work very hard for special experience. One fine day, Bodhi tree, we had to go and sit under. Understand? Some other tree. Silver oak tree. So here, what I want to say here? That I understand, so what is I here with reference to the Jagat, you know, the whole Jagat is evident to I. Therefore, there is no knower other than I, and that I is consciousness, and that consciousness is Nirbhayam Brahma. The silence consciousness is the substance, the existence, the underlying reality of all the words and their meanings. The word is consciousness, the meaning is consciousness, but the consciousness is neither the word nor the meaning. Hope you got it. If you didn't get it, we'll read again. Pranavaha Brahma, Pranave Nitya Yuktasya Nabhayam Vidyate Kochit. If we keep on thinking like this, now, really you will think, am I mad or what? But really not mad. Really it's a fact, because very abstract fact, abstract truth this is. And because when you're really with absolute fact, you may sound, because it will may think like that. How can that be fear? Sthula shariram is mortal. Sukshma shariram is mortal. Mortal means in the way it goes different things. In jnanam it will go, resolve. Karna shariram is resolvable. Understand? I, the consciousness, silence consciousness, omkara artha, pranamartha, what now? Immortal. Therefore, there is no fear of mortality. Fear of mortality is not there. There is no fear at all. If you are free from fear of death, you are free from fear, the phenomenon called fear for good. There are some people who come and tell me, I'm not afraid of death really speaking, but you know, I'm afraid of so many other things. to be frank, the fear of death alone comes in disguise of the another form of fear. Even insight to, oh, what will my daughter do after we go away? Don't worry, she'll be fine. Everybody will be fine. Small, small fears, I'm telling. As if we've been there forever. Before we came also, they were. And they were, they've been, we've been. Sometimes we come together, that's all, and we go again, we get separated. In this little time when we are together, we get so entangled emotionally, and then we care for them, and we cry for them, and they cry for us, and so make it so miserable. Again, Bhagavan comes, come on, tick, go away, and we are separated. Isn't it? Okay. Therefore, pranave nitya yuktasya bhayam kochit na. Say that. Pranave nitya yuktasya bhayam kochit na. There is no fear for the one whose mind remains fixed in the meaning of Omkara. Hope you got it. Na? One who is contemplative. So what you should do? Be contemplative. That's what the Gaudapacharya is teaching here. Pranavo hyaparam brahma.
Pranavo hyaparam brahma.
Pranavascha param smritaha.
Pranavascha param smritaha.
Apurvo nantaro bahyo.
Apurvo nantaro bahyo.
Anaparav pranavo vyayaha. Apurvo nantaro bahyo naparav pranavo vyayaha.
Apurvo nantaro bahyo naparav pranavo vyayaha.
Okay. We have to say I have to add that. Okay. Pranavaha hi aparam brahma. Pranavaha cha param brahma smritaha. A Omkara is Aparam Brahma. Omkara is Param Brahma also. What is Aparam Brahma? What is Param Brahma? Aparam Brahma Ishwaraha. Param Brahma Param Brahma. So Omkara is both. Aparam Brahma means Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha means what now? Brahma with attributes is Aparam Brahma. Brahma without attributes, Param Brahma means Nirgunam Brahma. Aparam Brahma means Sagunam Brahma. See, Aparam Brahma is equal to Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is equal to Ishwaraha. Param Brahma is equal to Nirgunam Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma is absolute, no, the pure reality without attributes. Now here, what, how one Omkara can be both Sagunam and Nirgunam? If you ask, Akara, Ukara, Makara, representing Virat Hiranyagarbha Antaryami, what now? Sagunam Brahma. Virat Akara Sagunam Brahma. Ukara Sagunam Brahma. Makara Sagunam Brahma. Amatra is what now? Nirgunam Brahma. Got it? What are the attributes now? Attribute now, whole Jagat, okay? Namarupa. Sagunam Aparam. So when you, that is why we hear, what is the whole Jagat is what now? Ishwaraha. What is Ishvara? Consciousness manifest is Ishvara. Is it clear? Our pure consciousness is Brahma. When do we use the word Brahma and Ishvara? Consciousness manifest is Ishvara. Pure consciousness is Brahma. So manifest consciousness is Sagunam Brahma. Pure consciousness is Param Brahma. So Akara, Ukara, Makara represent what now? Manifest Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, with the attributes. And pure consciousness is Parambrahma. So, Om, three matras stand for, of Omkara stand for Sagunam Brahma, Amatra stands for Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, he says, Pranavaha Aparam Brahma, Pranavaha Param Brahma cha. It stands for both. Nirgunam and Sagunam. Now, Apurvaha, Pranavaha Apurvaha, Pranavaha Anantaraha. Pranavaha Abahyaha, Pranavaha Anaparaha. Pranavaha Avyayaha. Beautiful words. Apurvaha Anantaraha. You know, this is the glory of Omkara. Glory of Omkara means glory of the reality. Om is what? One sound, monosyllabic sound for all the objects, the whole here. And what is the essence of Omkara? Silence, consciousness. And that consciousness, Pranavaha is equal to consciousness. When you contemplate on Omkara, you know how you should do. The Akara, when you see the Akara, it should trigger, you know, the whole Virat should occur in your mind. Ukara, the whole Sukshma should occur. Makara, the whole Antaryamishvara, unmanifest should, it should trigger the unmanifest. Then Amatra, Turiya consciousness means, when you say Turiya Atma Amatra, you should see the non-substantial. When Turiyam comes, what should you do? You would see the non-substantiality of the sthula sukshma karana prapanchas. In consciousness means what should you see? Don't see consciousness. It's an objective, isn't it? You see the non-substantiality of the gross, subtle and unmanifest. Akara should trigger the gross. Ukara should trigger the subtle. Makara should, makara, there should occur causal. And Turiyam, in Turiyam, you should be able to see the non-substantiality of the three. It's called Pranave Manaha Yunjita, when we say just the meaning. Now, that, once you do that, this pure consciousness, there is no, it doesn't have a second thing, secondless reality, advitiyam. Secondless means there is no before, time wise also nothing before consciousness, nothing after consciousness. Consciousness is a timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless reality. What is there before the consciousness? It has no cause. Let's say, what do we say? Apurvaha. Puram sam nasti iti apurva. What is there before consciousness? It's uncaused, causeless cause. Therefore, there's nothing before the consciousness. There's nothing after consciousness in terms of time. So, time-wise, also it is a secondless reality. Therefore, it is not, you can't locate. When was it? Non-locatable. Time-wise, consciousness is non-locatable. So, non-locatability of consciousness in terms of time, is also implied by the word what now? Na aparaha. We'll see that now. Actually, apurvaha anantaraha. Okay? There's nothing before consciousness, nothing after consciousness. Means a secondless reality. Understand? Spatially also, it is apurvaha anantaraha. There's a second thing other than consciousness. There's no apurva, spatially apurvaha anantaraha, time-wise apurvaha anantaraha, non-locatable time-wise, non-locatable spatially, because it does not have a second thing. Then, abahyaha aparaha. It has no inside, no outside. The question, it's like asking, is the, how do you know? You have to remember, how is it, where is the bangle? Is it inside the gold or outside the gold? Bangle is not at all there. Where's the question of inside or outside? Is gold inside the bangle or outside the bangle? Bangle is gold. There is no inside, outside for the bangle. There is no inside, outside for gold. Isn't it? Because gold, is there bangle? Bangle inside the gold, outside the gold? Bangle is not at all there. Absolutely not at all there. Empirically there. That is why we can't use the word mithucham. In mithya we have to use. Therefore, na abahyaha anaparaha. Anaparaha, no second thing. Abahyaha, anantaraha. There's no inside, no outside. There's not before, nothing after. No second thing other than consciousness was, consciousness is, consciousness will ever be. Always Advaitam only. Dvaitam, we discussed it in the class actually earlier. Dvaitam never comes. Now Dvaitam is not at all there. Only Advaitam, non-dual reality. Reality is always non-dual only. Like that, where is this prapancha? Is it inside Brahman or outside Brahman? Come from the example, bangle to the Jagat. Where is Jagat? Is Jagat inside Brahman or outside Brahman? Jagat is Brahma. Jagat is not there at all. Is Brahman inside Jagat, outside Jagat? Is Jagat inside Brahman or outside Brahman? Jagat is not there at all. Where is the question of inside and outside? Only Brahman, if Brahman Jagat is, then you can say it's inside or outside, isn't it? Jagat is not there at all. Is ocean inside the water, outside the water? There's no ocean, only water. That is inside and outside. Hope you understood it. Therefore, this is called what now? Anaparaha, abahyaha, anantaraha, apurvaha. Apurvaha, before it has no cause. Okay, anantaraha, anaparaha, after this also nothing is there. Antara, anantaraha, abahyaha, nothing is inside and outside. There is no inside, there is no outside for the reality. Other than reality, nothing else is there. Inside, outside, no, before, after, all these terms are only what now? Relative terms. Absolutely, there is no inside, outside. Apu, how should read carefully? Okay? Apurvaha,
apurvaha,
anantaraha,
anantaraha.
अबाह्यः अनपरः अव्ययः. Each word defines the nature of the pranavah. What is pranavah? Consciousness is the pranavah. Silence consciousness is the meaning of pranava. And in that silence consciousness, pranava is secondless, advitiyaha. How non-dual, secondless it is. Causeless, apurvaha. Anaparaha, effectless. It is free from cause and effect. It is free from inside and outside. There is no inside outside. There is no second thing. This is what is implied here. Is it clear? Doubt comes means should go to example. Which example? Bangle? Gold. Then ask this question. Is there a substance called bangle? Is there a substance called chain? Is there a substance called ring? Then you remember. Then come back. Is there stula prapancha? Is there like that? There you can negate easily. When you come here, difficult to negate. But still you have to do that.
Sarvasya pranavo hyadihi.
Sarvasya pranavo hyadihi.
Madhyamantastathaivacha.
Madhyamantastathaivacha.
Evam hi pranavam jnatva.
Evam hi pranavam jnatva.
Vyashnute tadanantaram.
Vyashnute tadanantaram.
Sarvasya adihi hi pranavaha. Sarvasya adihi. Say sarvasya adihi. Now, the beginning of everything is pranava. Sarvasya madhyam, the middle of everything is pranava. Sarvasya antaha, tat as well. No, the end of everything is pranavaha. The beginning of everything is pranava, middle of everything is pranava, end of everything is pranava. But pranava has no beginning, middle and end. The beginning, middle and end of everything is pranavaha. Which part of chain? The beginning part of chain is gold. The middle part of chain, suppose if you put it from here, okay? It's a beginning, middle, end part of chain. Middle part, beginning part, end part, everything of, every part of chain is what? Gold. Isn't it? Like that. The whole jagat. Time-wise, spatially again. The person lives for some 100 years. Okay, 100 years. 70, 80 years. 90 years. The beginning part, what is I? Middle part, last part. After the body goes also what? I doesn't go. If you think I goes, it is ahankara. A mistake is ahankara. I doesn't go and come. Isn't it? Therefore here, there is no beginning, middle, I end for ahank, for pranava. But pranava is the beginning, middle and end of everything. So when you say pranava is the middle, beginning of everything means Ellam Om. Apan Shanna, what does it mean? Sarvam Om means what? Consciousness. Om is equal to consciousness. Therefore, Sarvasya Pranavaha, Sarvasya, we have to say this, Sarvasya Adihi Hi Pranavaha, Sarvasya Madhyam Pranavaha, Sarvasya Antaha Cha Antaha pranavaha tathaiva. Tathaiva means as well. Evam hi, in this manner, pranavam jnatva, understanding, pranava, being, the I, the consciousness, silence consciousness, tad anantaram vyashnute. Tad anantaram, what now? Tad kshanadeva, immediately what now? Vyashnute. Atma bhavam vyashnute. What should I say now? I am the beginningless, endless, changeless consciousness which has no beginning, middle and end, which is the beginning, middle and end of everything here. Got to bring an eye here, okay? Not simply, don't see it like a mechanical lesson. I should to bring in only contemplation. If you don't say, I is consciousness, I is pranavaha, the consciousness. I is consciousness, the pranava. You should say that. Otherwise, then it becomes a mechanical lesson. Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat.
Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat.
Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat.
Pranavam Hishwaram Vidyat.
Sarvasya Hridaye Sthitam.
Sarvasya Hridaye Sthitam.
Sarvasya Hridaye Sthitam.
Sarvasya Hridaye Sthitam.
Sarvavyapinam Omkaram.
Sarvavyapinam Omkaram.
Matva Dhiro Na Shochati.
Matva Dhiro Na Shochati.
See, pranavam, Heeshwaram is split that. He, Ishwaram Vidyat. May one understand Omkaraha to be the Lord Ishwaraha. When you say, may understand Omkara to be the Ishwara, means what now? Omkara as the Lord means, may understand consciousness, the absolute reality, Brahman as the Lord. There is no Lord other than Brahma, the consciousness. Consciousness, Brahma, is not the Lord. But the Lord is consciousness, Brahma, which is pranavaha. Here we have removed the word pranava, Brahma, Atma, everything. We are using only the word pranavaha. Instead of using Atma and Brahma, using the word pranavaha. Atma is consciousness. Brahma is consciousness. Pranavaha, consciousness. But pranava is a guide actually. You're using the pranava to arrive at the consciousness. Okay, it's alambanam through which you arrive at it. Then you see everything. Om, Om. Means, you have resolved all the three worlds. For you, what remains only consciousness, which is I. Okay. So, pranavam hi Ishwaram vidyat. Is there a Lord other than pranava? So, pranavaha hi Ishwaram. Please understand very well. There is no Lord other than Brahma, other than pranavaha, other than consciousness. Consciousness is not the Lord, but if you look, search for Ishvara, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is what? No, consciousness, pranavaha. What, you want to search for the Lord? Lord is what? No, Brahma, pranavaha, consciousness only. Because the whole ocean is water, Stula prapancha is the anything you experience. Every experience is Brahma. Gross waking experience is consciousness. Dream experience is consciousness. No, non-experience also is experience of non-experience also is consciousness. Any experience is consciousness, therefore gross, subtle, everything is consciousness means there is no Lord other than consciousness. So pranavam hi Ishwaram vidyat. Who is the Lord now? Pranavaha. Who is pranavaha? Consciousness. What is this jagat? Consciousness. We have to say pranava. That must be the clear understanding. So pranavam hi Ishwaram vidyat. Okay, fine. But how can I know that Ishwara? How can I know the Lord of the universe? The truth of the universe. Brahma. Param Brahma. Paravastu. Sarvasya hridaye sthitam. It's available for recognition. All that is here is pranavaha, the consciousness. That pranavaha, the consciousness, is playing hide and seek game. Isn't it? Hridayasthitam, sarvasya hridayasthitam. Only in my heart, not in your heart. We can't say that. Upanishad says what now? Sarvasya hridayasthitam. It is available for recognition in everyone's heart. Heart means what? Don't think physical heart. And if when we'll all go for book, a cardiologist will become very busy then. We'll all book our appointments. Come on, break open and then cut and then show us. In the mind. Why? Because hridayam is a term. Use what now? It's a golakam for the mana indriyam. It means mind only. In the mind also, how is it available? As I. Which fraction of second you are not there? That you, the I, is consciousness pranavaha. In waking, you are, therefore there is waking, therefore there is experience, therefore there is Jagrat Prapancha. You are, therefore the Jagatis. Without you, there is no Jagat. Imagine. If I fell asleep. I falls asleep. Let me tell you. I fell asleep. I dreamt. I am awake. I know I dreamt. I know I slept. I know I am not sleeping now. I am awake. That I in sleep, I in dream, I in waking is not the waking, not the dream, not the sleep, isn't it? I is ever alert. Consciousness does not wink its things. See, when you sleep, you are not aware of the sleep. You do not know you are sleeping when you are asleep. You do not know you are dreaming when you are in dreaming. But you know that you dreamt, you slept when? In waking. But in waking, you know you are, see. You are without I, the knower, without the illuminator, there is no Jagrat Prapancha, there is no swapna prapancha, there is no karna prapancha also. Without I, there is no prapancha. Imagine, if you are not, there is no jagat. If you are, there is jagat. You are, therefore the jagat is. I is, therefore the universe idam asti. Aham asmi, ataha idam asti. You should say this. Aham asmi, ataha idam asti. I am, therefore this universe is. Not this universe is, therefore I am. Isn't it? No, I am, therefore the universe is. Therefore, the whole universe is evident to I, me. I, the evidence, am pranavaha, silence consciousness. Silent witness of the silence and the sound. Therefore, now we can understand. Therefore, what now? The whole vidyat pranavam hi ishwaram vidyat. Please understand, there is no ishwaraha other than consciousness. There is no Lord other than consciousness. Therefore, the whole prapancha is consciousness, the Lord. Lord is not the universe, but the universe is the Lord. Understand now? You have to say that very clearly. The whole universe is Ishvara only. Just consciousness. Then, where is it? Sarvasya hridaye sthitam. Available for recognition in every mind as I, the consciousness. As the every experience. Just now I told you, illumination is the light and every experience is consciousness. Therefore, experiencer is consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is, understand, the I. There is no I other than consciousness. What is the meaning of I? What is the substance or substantive I? What is the substance or substantive wave? There is no wave, just the water. There is no I, it is consciousness. There is no I, it is consciousness. Which means, we use the term, when it comes out, I is what? Manifestation. When you don't say I, it is pure consciousness. When you say I, it is manifest consciousness. When thought is available, there is manifestation. When the thought is not there, pure consciousness. Understand? Pure consciousness. Is, we say, I is the consciousness. Therefore, sarvasya hridaye sita means that pranavaha, the silence consciousness. You know, the chaturiya atma, the turiya padaha, the consciousness is obtaining, available for recognition in everyone's mind as the very I. Then, sarva vyapinam omkaram matva, that consciousness which is available for recognition in everyone's mind as very I, isn't it? The knower I is what now? Is, don't think only see here. Sarva vyapi, it goes beyond the boundaries of the body, mind, sense complex. That consciousness has nothing to do. It's not the mind, not the senses, not the, you know. See, the light is completely different from the opaque, but light is not distant from the opaque. Is it clear now? There's no distance between light and opaque, but light is not the opaque. Light is not distant from the opaque, but light is not the opaque, distinct from the opaque. But light pervades the opaque, illumines the opaque, but light is not limited by this particular opaque object. It goes beyond the boundaries of the opaque. Okay? In a given place, it is called manifest reflected light. And in other object comes again, opaque comes, again is reflected light. Okay? So it seems to be that there seems to be two different lights because of the two different opaque things. If I spread my hand like this, listen to me. Now there is light. Okay? The pure light you are not recognizing. You are not, it's not, really don't, you're not focusing. I'm showing my hand like this. Then what happens? You know, there is reflected light. And here there's reflected light. Here there is reflected light. In between, light is there or not? In between two hands, pure light. Here there is reflected light. Here there is reflected light. Because of the two reflecting, the hands, it seems, you cannot know, as though there are through two different reflected lights. There is only light. But where there is reflecting medium, light is recognizable, visible, isn't it? In between, light is there or not? The same light is here, same light is here, same light is here. In between two opaque things, light is invisible. Invisible, don't take literally. Okay, don't take it. Light is visible only. I'm just saying. Understand this. But two, we count one light, second light. No. Just light is. No, light pervades. Hope you understood it. Similarly, consciousness. Sarvasya hridaye sthitam. This mind, that mind, that mind, that mind. All the minds. Not only all the minds, in everything consciousness is, but where is it manifest, isn't it? Wherever the mind is, there is a manifested consciousness. In between the two bodies, what happens? Consciousness is there or not? Is there. But it is unmanifest. It is not manifested. Therefore, it is non-recognizable. Is it clear? Because it is manifested by different minds, it seems to be different eyes, different knowers, many knowers, as there are many knowers. The reflecting media are two, therefore this it seems to be two reflections. Really speaking, there's only one light. Similarly, there's only one, not only one, only consciousness. Which is, therefore, consciousness is not the, light is not the part of the opaque. Light is not produced by this opaque. Light is not the property of this any adjective, the property of the opaque. Light is an independent entity, independent thing. Light is independent of the opaque, independent thing which pervades the entire opaque thing, but is not limited by the boundaries of this thing. It goes beyond the thing. In between the opaque, it is not visible, therefore it is not. Similarly here, consciousness is not the part or property or product of the matter. It is independent entity. It pervades the material body mind complex. It is not limited by the boundaries. It goes beyond. It pervades everything. You know, even, see, the supposed physical body falls, becomes dead, it is cremated, body is reduced to ashes. What happened to consciousness? It continues to survive. If we remove this thing away from here, what happens to light? But only thing is, that such consciousness which survives after the death becomes non-recognizable. Is it clear? Therefore here, sarvasya hridaye sthitam, but sarva vyapinam omkaram. So may you understand that silence, the consciousness which is of the nature of silence, absolute silence is consciousness. Which doesn't speak, without which no speech is possible. Does not make any noise, without which no noise is possible. Which does not, you know, without which you can't understand what silence is. Without which no action, it doesn't do any action, without which no action is possible. That consciousness, which is of the nature of actionlessness, silence, motionlessness, that consciousness is the meaning of pranava, and therefore consciousness is the pranavaha. That pranava, when you dwell upon the meaning of that omkara as consciousness, okay, matva means what now? Having contemplated upon, one has what now? One has the clear assimilated vision of the consciousness being the only substance, not only of the I, but also of the all the substantives. Okay, consciousness being the only reality. Consciousness is the only non-dual reality, secondless reality. There is no jagat, there is no nothing here. Everything is as though. What is only consciousness. No, matva. Then that vision comes. I, the consciousness, am everything here. Such a person is a wise person. The wise person is the one who is blessed with this vision, is the one is absolutely protected person. Dhiraha means absolutely protected, therefore absolutely free from fear. Such a person na shochati. He can't afford to grieve anymore. Shochati does not grieve. The grief, you do not decide to grieve. Grief is naturally there. Grief will resolve. Grieving will disappear if I is resolved in pranava, the consciousness. I is resolved means what? To understand that I is nothing but consciousness. Is it clear? Okay. So, omkara dhyanam, matva means mananam kritva. Manam kritva means what? Again and again and again, dwelling upon, having dwelt upon, having contemplated upon for a length of time, when this vision, when becomes very clear, pranavaha is, I am pranavaha. All that is here is only pranavaha, om. Very clear, then there is no shoka. What is shoka? Shoka also is pranava. There's no shoka. There's no... Nothing is absolute here. Everything is relative. Empirical. Therefore, fear. Tarati shokam atmavithu ityadi shutibhyaha. Shoka nimitta anupapattihi. Means this, there can't be shokam afterwards. There can't be grief afterwards. If this becomes... So, Gaudapacharya says, contemplation upon the meaning of Omkara will result in the assimilated vision of Omkara, the ultimate meaning of Omkara being consciousness, which is the very self, and in ascertainment of which one cannot grieve. One becomes wise and he does not grieve. Dhiraha na shochati matva. Contemplation results in vision, ascertained vision. Ascertained vision makes one absolutely protected. Dhiraha, as absolutely protected one, the wise person does not grieve. Okay, last one.
Amatro nanta matrascha.
Amatro nanta matrascha.
Dvaitasyopashama
shivaha. Dvaitasyopashama
shivaha. Omkaro vidito yena.
Omkaro.
Samunirnetaro janaha.
Samunirnetaro janaha.
Amatraha anantamatraha cha dvaitasya upashamaha shivaha omkaraha.
The omkaraha is different, four different words. Adjectives are there. Amatraha omkaraha. What is omkaraha? Om. Amatraha. What? Why only amatraha? Akara has been resolved. Ukara has been resolved. Makara has been resolved. Because all the padarthas have been resolved. Isn't it? Therefore, om means silence. Amatraha is silence. Therefore, the omkara, the truth of which is silence. Or therefore, omkara is silence. Amatraha omkaraha. First, then, anantamatraha cha omkaraha. This silence, this amatra is also what now? Amatra is anantamatraha. Anantamatraha means what now? That which is silence is said to be anantamatra. Antamatra means a sound is antamatra. Has beginning, end. Antamatra. 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 Silence. Anantamatra. Why? It has no limit. Dimensionless. The silence is dimension free. There is no dimension for silence. Therefore, silence has no beginning and end. You cannot begin the silence and end the silence. Let us ask, begin the silence now. End the silence. This is relative silence. Here, absolute silence, which doesn't begin and end, is what? The truth, isn't it? Therefore, ananta matraha. This silence which is amatraha, beginningless, endless, infinite. Sound is a finite, whereas silence is infinite. This infinite silence. Silence is infinite, ananta matraha. Then, dvaitasya upashamaha. Dvaitam here means duality, implying plurality. There is no plurality of consciousness. There is no plurality, duality of consciousness.
there is no second thing other than consciousness. Dvaitam here means sthula sukshma karana prapanchaha. Dvaitam means what? There is no, if you say consciousness is, universe is, means you talk about two. You're like saying water is, ocean is, means you're talking about what now? Dvaitam. Are there two different realities as water and ocean? Can you say? Let me count how many are there. Water, number one. Number two, ocean. If we count, Swamiji gives example. Let me count. Clay, one. Pot, number one. Two, three. If you count, you have only clay here. You count the test, now one more clay. Which means, clay means you cannot count the number of parts. Why? Parts do not have countability. Why? Part shabdasya, padasya, padarthaha nasti. The word part does not have the corresponding meaning. Because the clay, for the word clay, there is corresponding meaning. For the word part, there is no corresponding meaning. Isn't it? Now, padartha. Similarly, here, samudraha jalam. When you say ocean and water, you can't count water and the ocean second thing. Why? Because after water has been taken, as the meaning of the word water, and there will not be ocean. Therefore, there is no padartha for the word ocean. Therefore, it has no countability. Therefore, it is non-countable, is mithya. It is not tucham because I am seeing ocean. Therefore, I call it mithya. Isn't it? Through physical eyes, I am experiencing this ocean. Therefore, it is called mithya. But I know absolutely in the buddhi, there is no ocean. Water alone appears in the form of ocean. This is called what now? Samudra upashamaha. Understand now? Similarly, dvaita upashamaha means what now? That which engulfs the universe. That which engulfs the duality. Duality resolves in consciousness because consciousness is a non-dual reality, secondless reality. Therefore, the whole prapancha is resolved cognitively, resolvable as consciousness. If you can resolve the chain, bangle, ring as gold, you can resolve the jagat as consciousness. And what is the consciousness? ID consciousness. In that you resolve the whole prapancha. And that ID consciousness is the pranavaha. So pranavaha is said to be dvaitasya upashamaha. That which resolves, in which the duality resolves. Omkara, in which the duality resolves. Dvaitasya upashamaha, abode of resolution. Then Shivaha, how many times seen Shivaha, Shivaha, Shivaha? Doctor per solitaire irukkonum maniki. Shivaha, 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 Shivaha. Punyam, Shiva, 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 Shiva. That's why in Tamil Nadu, no? Tamil Nadu, we have culture. Somebody comes and says something rubbish, no? They don't want to hear, but they hear, you know, Shiva, 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 they would like this. Because they don't want to hear anything wrong, anything inappropriate. They say, what no? Just to avoid the papam. My God comes and falls. What papam I have done? No, I have to listen. Shiva, 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 Shiva means what now? So that you forget about it. The word Shiva comes and it occupies. We do, I don't know whether you remember this. Shiva, 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 Shiva. You don't want to hear anything else. So, Shivaha. That's a nice kirtan also. Shiva, Shiva, Enarada. No? So, Shivaha means auspiciousness. Shivaha means Shaivam. Don't think vegetarian, okay? Shaivam means auspiciousness. Anything pertaining to the auspicious reality is Shaivam. But here Shivaha means what now? Auspicious, auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means what? Anandaha. Fullness. In Sanskrit dictionary, the meaning of the word auspiciousness is fullness. Fullness means happiness. Happiness means dukkha, absence of misery. Untainted. So here, Shivaha, what is Omkaraha? The Omkaraha is Shivaha. Look at this, Omkaraha is Shivaha. The silence consciousness, which is of the nature of auspiciousness, which resolves the entire duality, the universe, and which is Daitasya Upashamaha means Jagataha Upashamaha. Let's take that. Then it is the Ananta Matraha Amatraha. Is it clear now? Therefore, Amatraha Omkaraha, Ananta Matraha Omkaraha, Dvaitasya Upashamaha Omkaraha, Shivaha Omkaraha. Okay, this Omkaraha is what? Pure consciousness. Yena Viditaha. You are not knowing pure consciousness. You are recognizing the manifest consciousness, which is I. And you understand that which is manifest as I is pure consciousness. How seeing the hand, you say the reflected light is nothing but pure light. Similarly, you understand I is consciousness. Therefore, we say here, Yena Viditaha, the one by whom this Pranavaha, this silence consciousness has been unrecognized, understood, Yena Viditaha, understood, Saha Munihi, he alone is a real saint. He is the sage. He is the man of contemplation. Na? He is the man of vision. Saha Munihi. Na itaraha janaha. Not anybody else. Why we are not anybody else? Gaudapacharya says, because there are many people who have the disguise of a Munihi. Long beard, tear one small jadai, and one rudraksham, and some sort of a dress, and with one stick, and then the wooden shoes, and they walk like people. And in Rishikesh, you come, you can see a lot of people. Oh, they look like Munihi, different veshams. Seeing them, oh, who is this? Suppose a child asks, we have to say, oh, they're all Munis. Because they have different, no? There's certain, this case is, they have certain appearance. Na itaraha janaha, not anybody else. The one by whom Omkara has been understood. He alone is a Munihi. Even if he's he is dressed properly. Buying all the clothes from Primark, cheaper, okay. He dresses up and walks around. Omkara is known, he is a Munihi. If Omkara is not known, even if he has this, all those things, he is not, he is a Munihi. He is the man of silence. He speaks a lot, but he is a man of silence. Why? Because for him silence consciousness is this I. Now you all know the meaning of Omkara. Okay. Therefore, this is the Palashruti. What is the Palashruti? What is the benefit of knowing Omkara? Na Shochati. What is the final result? Shokaha nasti. Atma vita shokam tarati. Therefore, knowledge is the only means for freedom from grief. So it's in passive voice sentences, in passive voice. Yena omkaraha viditaha. Kidusha omkaraha amatraha anantamatraha dvaita upashamaha shivaha omkaraha. இப்படிப்பட்ட ஓங்காரமானது ஏன விதித்தக எவன் ஒரு நாள் அறியப்பட்டுள்ளதோ அவனே முனிகி, மற்றவர்கள் எல்லாம் முனிவர்கள் அல்ல. ந இத்தரஹ ஜனஹ, நாட் தி அதர் பர்சன் இஸ் அ முனிகி, திஸ் இஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் முனிகி, ஒன் த ஒன் பை ஹூம் ஓங்காரா ஹஸ் பீன் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் கிளியர்லி ஆஸ் ஐடி சைலன்ஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். Or for whom silence consciousness is what? The I for him is silence consciousness. Pranavaha, Omkaraha. Vai Dvaitasya Upashamaha, you should remember here. Indivisible, undivided. Partless. Whole. Iti Gaudapadiya Karika Sahitam Mandukya Upanishad Bhashe Prathamam Agama Prakaranam. So first Prakaranam is called Agama Prakaranam of Gaudapada Acharya's commentary is also over. Upanishad also is over. But we have few more prakaranams of Gaudapada Acharya in which you are going to understand really different schools of thought. We never studied other schools of thought. But still here you will learn. Other what are the different views of different people and how they're all, you know, they're all false. You have to point out. We are not proofreaders, but Gaudapada Acharya is going to help train us to be proofreaders. Which means you have to see the, isn't it, fallacy in others' views, not to quarrel or fight, just to resolve, to ascertain our vision. I told you in teaching, we have something called Sthanu Nikhanana Nyaya. Sthanu Nikhanana Nyaya means what? Sthanu means a post and a Nikhananam means a digging. To put the pendal, you have to have many posts first. Then on the top, you have to put shamian or something. Isn't it some, what do you call in this country? Maki. You put all those things. And when you put it, you can't just dig the hole and then you can't put it like this. You have to put the thing, dig the hole, put the post, then afterwards put sand, put stones and dig, you know, again hit it nicely, make it firm, and you have to see, and it's, again it moves, again you have to make it strong. Then when you move it, you move, it does not move. Then strong, then you leave it. Only then you go for a pendle, isn't it? Like that, our understanding is now like what now? We have dug the hole, put the stick, but still it is shaky understanding. Become unshakable understanding. For which we are going to have the whole of rest of the prakranams. Okay. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Salutations to Dakshinamurti, salutations to Vyasa Bhagavan, salutations to Adishankara Bhagavatpadaha, salutations to Pujya Swamiji Dayananda Saraswatiji, salutations to Bhagavan who is manifest as the whole, and so Gaudapada Acharya also we think of today, because Shankara, in between Shankara and Vyasa we thought of him also, anyway. So may the Guru Parampara bless us with the clarity of the vision they had. Om Hrim Namah Shivaya, ओम त्र्यंबकाय जामहे सुगंधिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव बंधनान् मृत्योर्मुक्षीयमामृतात् ओम ह्रीं नमः शिवाय ओम त्र्यंबकाय जामहे सुगंधिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव बंधनान् मृत्योर्मुक्षीयमामृतात् ओम शांति 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 ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम।